Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.
There, Tolbert and Copes, or Tom Tolbert and Adam Copeland if you want to be formal about it. Got Google Nest? If so, listen to the sports leader at home. This is KNBR 104.5 and 680.
Yeah, here's a swing and a high drive, deep right field. It is gone! Mike Yastrzemski having a big night. Up into the arcade, over the right field wall. His 16th home run of the year. Man, he crushed that one. It's 8-3 Giants.
Getting you ready for some Giants baseball. Fan Fest going to kick it all off on Saturday, 10-3 at Oracle Park. Free event. We'll have the KNBR stage. We'll be doing interviews with players and personnel and coaches. Tom and I will be out there at noon and joining us. Talk a little Fan Fest and Cactus League. Your, I believe, opening day center fielder, number 5, Mike Yastrzemski, joins us, courtesy of the UMA guest line. What's going on, Yaz? How are you, man?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
Pretty good, man. How's the new year treating you? You're past Christmas, past New Year. We're almost completely out of football. You start ramping it up for baseball yet, or you waiting for Fan Fest to start kicking it off?
I've been ramping it up a little bit and just getting excited to seeing everybody out at Oracle and being able to interact with a bunch of our fans.
What was the off season like for you? Anything interesting?
A lot of dad duty.
Okay. That's always interesting.
That made up for like 98% of my time. Yeah, and then just getting some workouts in, and when I could catch a free day to sneak away for a couple hours, I would get a couple rounds of golf in.
Nice. How'd you play?
Unfortunately, I played really well. My handicap's taken a little hit this off season, so we're trying to figure that one out and navigate those issues. But it's I did play well, which was fun.
Isn't that funny? Like, you get better at golf, you don't want the handicap to go down, because then what'll happen is you'll go back and you'll play baseball season, and you'll come back out to play next summer or next winter. Handicap will screw up your game. You'll be all off from where you were when you left off.
Yeah, 1,000%.
Let me guess. You're about a 3.
Do you want me to actually reveal this?
Oh, no. It's going to be better.
Oh, this is tough. What is it, Mike?
It is a 1 right now.
Oh, dude.
Oh, 1.
He's all bummed. He's like, oh, man, my handicap. It's down to a 1.
He shoots a 75, and he's like, oh, man, rough round out there today. That's tough.
Talking to Mike Yastrzemski on the UMA guest line. So I know for Giants fans, man, we were looking at this offseason and knowing it could be a whole bunch of new faces, and there are a bunch of new guys that have come in. But how does a guy who's on the team, when you watch this from afar and you watch the players, some of the big names and some of the other ancillary pieces that came in, I imagine still as a guy on the team, this is exciting to watch, and who's going to be a part of it? How'd you take in the offseason from a personnel standpoint as it relates to the Giants?
I'm excited. We've got a lot of great new faces. It'll be also, we've got a new confusing face. You know, now I won't be able to tell which Rodgers I'm talking to. So that'll take some time to adjust to and be fun. You know, the only way I'll know the difference is when they're throwing. But yes, I'm excited. We've got guys that are really going to help us out this year. Obviously our outfield got a nice upgrade. We're really, really pumped to have Conforto and Haniger. I'm just excited to see these guys come in and have a chance to impact our team and see where we can take things.
What was the focus for you during the off season?
Just to get healthy and to get stronger and to kind of maintain, body health overall, which is super vague. And I'm sure a lot of guys say the same thing, but, the baseball season is a marathon, not a sprint. And so if you can't be available to be on the field for most of the time, then it's not really a great year. So it's really about focusing on getting healthy, making sure the body's moving properly, and getting a lot of endurance work in.
Talking to Mike Yastrzemski on the UMA guest line, did you feel that last year that wasn't the case? Did you struggle staying healthy? Was there something that lingered throughout the year? Is there something that you wanted to hone in on that made sure it was 100% entering this season?
Just normal stuff. You know, the only thing that really, you know, wears on guys as you start to get older and you play a lot more games than what you'd been used to in the past is your back can get tight and stuff like that. So really focused on a lot of mobility stuff and making sure that by the time that we get to the season, I'm actually ready to be taking 200, 300, 400 swings a day and not really just jumping into it immediately. So hopefully that'll help, you know, keep everything stay loose and comfortable throughout the season. But last year was actually a really good year for me in terms of staying healthy. So it was good to be on the field for as many at bats and as many games as I had.
I'm trying to figure out how to phrase this because I hear this all the time and I'm wondering your thoughts on it. You batted 214 last year, but a lot of people will say batting average isn't that important anymore. No one really cares about batting average. It's about slugging percentage and driving the ball. From a player's standpoint, from your guys' standpoint, it may not be what it used to be, like back in the 80s and 90s where everybody looked at batting average. But is it important when you hear a number like that or see a number like that? Does it mean much to you? Is that not a big deal? Or is that something you look at and say that's got to be better?
I think it's, for me personally, it's something that I feel has to be better. It's obviously not what it used to be, but people still take pride in their work and what they're doing to bring value to the team. And so that's kind of how I view it is, you know, how can I help the team win today? And so from a personal standpoint, I look at that and I'm very disappointed. From an overall team standpoint, I feel like I helped the team a lot more than what that 214 showed.
Sure.
So to an extent, I also don't let it get to my head, but on another level, obviously I want to play better because that will equate to more wins for the team. And that's really that all that matters.
How will the shift help that? Because I got to imagine we're going to see lefties batting averages go up across the board because of the shift now. Yeah. And where you guys hit the ball that used to be out, they're going to be hits. You can kind of go back to just hitting the ball hard somewhere, and you're going to get rewarded for it. How much do you think that will help not only you but lefties in general?
I hope it'll help.
Yeah.
But, you know, baseball's such a finicky game. For some reason, I'm probably going to hit like 65% ground balls right at the shortstop where they weren't playing me last year. You know, it's just how baseball is. And I think, you know, as much as we think it's going to change the game, it may not. I really hope it does benefit our left-handed hitters a lot this year. But the only way we're going to find out is by playing.
Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.
When someone is hurt in a truck accident, the one question everyone has is why did this terrible collision happen? To answer that question takes an experienced team of lawyers and experts. Not everyone has this type of experience. At Colombo Law, we are truck injury lawyers. It's what we do every day. When someone is hurt by a truck, Colombo Law is the law firm people call to get answers. Hurt by a truck? Call Colombo Law.
How much of that it comes with, or that acceptance sort of comes with just getting older within the game? Like, I've heard for years Barry Bonds say stuff about that, or he used to when he played, where he'd hit a rocket line drive at a second baseman who's playing shallow right field and go, well, my job was to hit it hard, and I just hit it right at a guy. That's the way it goes. And you're saying, you know, it's kind of finicky. Is that sort of a mentality of the give and take of the success and failure day-to-day in the game? Because you're right. There's stuff that happens totally randomly that you go, well, why was that guy playing right there this one time, or how did he make – contact into that hole? I just wonder about the daily grind of that and how you accept those sort of failures as you go through your career.
Yeah, I think that's where analytics has really helped the mentality of baseball players, because we have all these different stats now that we can see how many times we barrel the ball up, how many balls we hit hard. And, you know, what's funny is when I look at those numbers, not much has changed. I actually think I barreled up more balls this year than I ever have in my entire career. And that's when you sit back and you say, you know, sometimes baseball is like that. You know, you're not, you can do everything that you want to do, but if they are able to play you a certain way, or, you know, they know what your tendencies are as a hitter, then it's going to limit your chances of getting a hit. Then that's where the game's going, and that's how it's going to fall. So sometimes that's how it works.
Are analytics more important for you before the fact or after the fact? Because after the fact, you can kind of confirm what you think you may be doing, but traditional numbers may not show you, may not bear that out. As before the fact, maybe it can help you work through some stuff. But I've always wondered about that, because obviously you don't want to get too into the weeds and the numbers, because then you get in your head a little bit. How do you use the analytics to help you?
I use a lot of the scouting analytics for when we're facing pitchers, you know, pitchers' tendencies, how their ball's moving, what they like to throw in certain counts. So that stuff is a lot more beneficial before the fact, but I also like looking at a lot of my numbers after the fact and seeing what the pitchers are going to see. So they scout all their hitters, and so I want to know what they're thinking when they see me step to the plate. And so it's a little bit of the cat and mouse game where you're playing the hand, saying, you know, do I think he's going to play to his strength, or do I think he's going to play to my weakness, because they don't match up? Or if they do match up, then you can almost guarantee that you know what's going to happen in that at bat. So that stuff's been really helpful as it started to develop. And we have such a great staff that handle our analytics that take the time to get to know you as a person. So that way they have the information that they know you're looking for ready, versus handing you 50,000 different stats and saying, good luck trying to figure out what this means.
Yeah.
How much of the analytics help when the baby says, Dad, that's enough of the interview, let's go?
Unfortunately, none of them. There's no analytics for parenting. There's no rule book. There's no design plays. My brother-in-law likes to call it a bare-knuckle street fight. You know, if it were a real street fight, I'd be coming in with a couple less teeth, a couple, you know, broken nose.
A little calloused.
You know, right. You know.
You've lived a little now through it. Talking to Mike Estrada, just another couple of minutes here on the UMA guest line. I want to ask you just on the way out, or briefly, about the center field position, because obviously Mitch Haniger's played a lot of right field. They say he could be playing some left field. You bring in Michael Conforto. He's a good corner outfielder. You've done, I think we talked about it last year, Mike, a great job of playing right field at Oracle Park, and now you may be asked to play a whole bunch of center. How's that transition? I know that you've played a lot of center field before at Oracle Park. I think you do a nice job there. You've got great range, but it's a little bit different now with the shorter center field. What's that jump like going right to center for a majority of the games, you think, this year?
I think it'll be fun. You know, I've always loved playing center field. I feel like I get better reads out there, and I'm the type of guy who likes to communicate with the other outfielders, so it puts me in a position where I can be talking to both my left and right fielder versus just being able to communicate with the center fielder. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, that right field is so tricky. There's no ability to give communication to anybody how to play it, you know, because it's different on any given day, depending on the wind, the sun, all different sorts of stuff. And, you know, I'm just excited, looking forward to the new challenges of playing a little more center field and what that comes with every day.
So let me ask you about some other sports. I always like to ask guys if they played other sports before they started concentrating on their chosen sport. Did you play football or basketball at all, or any other sports?
I played football up until high school, and our high school coach asked me to play, and I told him I'd consider playing if I didn't have to watch film. And when he told me that I had to watch film, I was like, I'm good. I'm not going to play. I grew up playing hockey. And
okay.
So I played hockey till my junior year, and that was actually my favorite sport to play. So,
did you consider trying to play college, or was there any was it a choice for you at all between baseball and hockey?
I actually, when I was, I think the last play I ever had was in a fall league, and I went shoulder to shoulder with a guy on a puck that was up in the air, and kind of felt my shoulder like pinch a little bit, and I was like, I got baseball coming up, and this just isn't worth it. I know I'm much better at baseball, but I had some opportunity there, but it was just so fun. The camaraderie in a hockey locker room is just so intense, and being out on the ice, and it's a physical game, but it's also so mental too, and everybody's just talking smack, and it was really fun.
Now, hockey's a great hockey's a great sport, and those guys are a different breed. Yeah. I mean, some of the stuff that they do, when you hear of guys getting punctured lungs and coming back into a game, or a guy that loses 7 teeth in the first period and he's back in the second period, it's like, are you kidding me?
Well, like, yeah, no, I'm good. I'm a dad now. He's a dad. I've lost teeth.
Yeah, I'm a hockey player. What are you talking about? Of course I'm back out there.
Yeah, those guys are crazy.
Just what I do. All right, so.
Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You went to Vanderbilt. What's the game day experience like? I'm sure you went to at least one football game there. I always like to joke Vandy football's in the SEC to raise the GPA of the rest of the league.
Yeah, right.
But what's the game day experience like when you're, I mean, you got Bama coming to town, Auburn, Georgia, Florida. I mean, big time games, but is it like a big time atmosphere for football?
It's not really. That was the only thing that I wish was better at Vanderbilt during my time there. Like, honestly, the only complaint that I had was that I wish we had a better following for the football team, because you'd go to a game and the student section would be half full because half the kids would be studying for something going on, and then you'd have the rest of the stadium would be filled up in the away team's colors, and it was like a home game for every other team that would come in there. And but it seems like it's taken a turn. Things are starting to be a little better. They're getting a little more competitive, and, you know, I'm happy about that. And so I'll have to start going to some more games when I get back in town, that's for sure.
Now, what about for hoops, though? Because hoops, they have the weird setup, right? Don't they have the thing
yes,
where, like, the floor
raised
is raised
floor.
And the teams are underneath the baskets?
So cool. you guys would love this. It's like you're on the court, like almost every seat until you get up to the balcony is on court level. So if you're in the front row, like, you almost have to stand up to be able to see over the court. It's so cool. And that place goes nuts.
Now, Vandy baseball and Vandy basketball are good.
They're good.
I know if I played basketball at Vandy or if I played on that court, I'd end up falling off the court and breaking my neck. I'd like fall, and they'd like, where'd he go? I don't know. I never heard from him again.
It's 5-on-4 until the next dead ball.
He went for a loose ball, and he was gone.
That was it. He just fell off.
Yeah,
it's on the way out. Just a couple of our texters are enamored with your golf game. Two of them, Central Valley and a South Bay. They just want to know, do you also golf lefty? And then, because you told us your handicap was one, somebody's going, how many times has Yaz broken par? They got to know.
I would say I've probably broken par 10 to 12 times. And I actually play right-handed, believe it or not.
Wow.
How about that? Yeah. Good deal. Yeah. I like that. Yeah. Well, I was a lefty, too. And then when I started playing golf when I was younger, they're like, yeah, it's going to be tough to get you left-handed. I was like, whatever. I play righty, too, now. So I'm not breaking par.
Easier.
I'm not breaking par, though, Mike. That's a difference.
Yeah. I'm righty, and I play righty, and I'm no good.
Yeah, add another number.
So, real quick, what's a low round?
My low round is 68.
68. What did that feel like?
It was amazing. I almost clipped it this year. It was probably about a week and a half ago. Shot 69, and I had like 3 or 4 birdie opportunities in the last 4 holes, and just like all of a sudden I forgot how to putt and just was missing like 3-footers for birdie, and it could have been ungodly low, and that would have hurt even more. So I'm kind of glad I missed them looking back on it.
Is there anybody on the team who gives you a run for your money? Who's the best golfer on the team next to you?
Raj and Webby are pretty good. Cobb's pretty good, actually. Cobb's good. Kurt Casale used to be my closest competitor because we would play. He lives about 3 minutes down the road from me, and we played just about every day right when COVID came. And, you know, we play together all the time now, and he's kind of fallen off the wheel a little bit. He's got a new son, too, and he's about 4 months old. So he's not fresh in this whole dad thing like I am. You know, he hasn't figured out how to separate and to keep his golf mentality when he's out there. So I've been taking advantage of that for sure.
All right, to make the rest of us feel better, who's no good?
Man, I'll tell you what, I hate to blow up Craw on any given day, but I'll take this opportunity. He is not very good.
Fantastic.
That's so good.
We got an hour with him on Saturday.
We have him on FanFest.
Yeah,
good. Yeah, let him know I said he's not a good golfer, but I will give him this. He's fun to play golf with.
Okay.
So that's all that matters.
That's all that matters.
Yep.
Yeah, it doesn't matter if you shoot 100 as long as you're fun and have a good time. And, you know, especially during the season, we don't get that much time off. And so if you catch an off day where you can play, you know, you don't want to be out there with someone who's getting mad and slamming clubs. And, you know, you want to be out there having a good time, enjoying your time off. So I've never had the bad experience with Cross. So I'll throw him a little love while
you bang him.
Yeah.
Yes, appreciate the time, man. You're always so generous with it. It's great to hear from you. Great to laugh with you. I'm glad things are going well with the baby. And looking forward to seeing you on Saturday, man. Thanks so much.
Awesome, guys. We'll see you this weekend.
Thanks, Jazz.
Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.